Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Again, it's 855-450-FREE. And our Skype handle is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a user request there. If you haven't done it before, you only have to do it once. And if you do that, we'll sort of add you, and then you can call in and sound generally better. Skype is that way. It has good audio quality, but it can still drop in and out depending on, well, I don't know, if you're downloading a movie or something like that. 855-450-3733. I've got good news and I've got bad news. It's all contained within the same article from USAtoday.com. Apparently, the percentage of teens using e-cigarettes tripled from 2013 to 2014. Anytime you have the amount of people tripling, it's an incredible change in things. This is according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And I've said on this show that I just didn't think teens were gonna take up this whole e-cigarette thing. Like, it seemed too occupied by old white guys generally these things don't trickle down, they trickle up, right? Trickling doesn't really trickle up. Anyway, cool doesn't tend to come down from middle-aged white guys who are overweight. It tends to rise from, teenagers and college students and stuff like that. At least that's what I understand it. But it appears as though it's gone in the other direction in this case. And I never expected this to happen. I said so on the air more than once. So let's go on with this article. I just want to get it out of the way that I was wrong on this topic. I just didn't believe it could happen. 2 million teens, 13.4% of high school students, used e-cigarettes in 2014, up from 4.5% in 2013 and 1.5% in 2011. So we're seeing what I would call skyrocketing numbers. Among middle schoolers, e-cigarette use rose from 1.1% in 2013 to 3.9% in 2014, representing about 500,000 students, the report says. So, 4% of middle schoolers, it doesn't seem like we're talking an epidemic yet, but nonetheless, it's something to keep an eye on. About 1 in 4 teens uses tobacco in some form, from pipes to cigars to smokeless tobacco among high school students. I assume that includes e-cigarettes, even though e-cigarettes aren't really tobacco. They're nicotine, but not tobacco. So anyway, 9.4% use a hookah and a tobacco pipe with a long tube that draws, they're describing what a hookah is. It's a tobacco pipe that has a long tube that draws smoke through water. So I'm not really concerned with the hookah smokers either. You don't generally drag those things around with you. It's not like you're sneaking out back by the dumpster to take a few tokes off the hookah. Hookah is something that one does seated, usually at a party or something like that. The hookah bars are springing up all over the country. And, I suppose it's something to do. It kind of dries my throat out, but, whatever. To each his own. Obviously, nobody likes to see teenagers using tobacco in any form. But having been an ex-smoker, me personally, I used to smoke cigars and inhale them when cigarettes didn't become enough, apparently. And I tried a hookah, and it never, even after I had quit smoking, it never gave me that I've got to start smoking feeling again. It's like an experience so entirely different than smoking a cigarette that I just didn't want to do that. It's like, just not the same at all. So anyway, high schoolers use e-cigarettes and hookahs more than conventional tobacco cigarettes, the CDC says. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that tobacco use is, a quarter of teens are using some kind of tobacco. But the good news is that they're not smoking cigarettes. And cigarettes are the real killers when it comes to tobacco. I wouldn't call any of it good news, but a decrease in the amount of people smoking cigarettes is very good news. So the CDC says among high school students, 9.2% smoked cigarettes in 2014. 9.2%. When I was in high school, it was about 20% of high schoolers smoked cigarettes. They had just discontinued the smoking area, the smoking room in my high school. And they were, trying to get us to stop by, rounding people up at the bathrooms and things like that. It was epically unsuccessful. But, nonetheless, it gave the coaches something to do. Though e-cigarettes don't contain tobacco or create smoke, they usually contain addictive nicotine. And this is true, but it's kind of different. Having used all of these things myself, the experience of smoking, and you got to consider, right? Like if you haven't smoked cigarettes and you haven't used an e-cigarette, you don't know the difference. And I'm telling you, there's a world of difference. An e-cigarette is much more like it's more like the nicotine patch. It doesn't satisfy in the same way. It certainly fixes an oral fixation. So you've got something to do and carry around with you and all those things that people with habits might like. But it doesn't have the same effect as like hitting a cigarette. The big difference is what they call a throat hit. And when you smoke a cigarette, you get kind of this little hot burn thing in the back of the throat. And at some point or another in life, you begin to like it if you continue to smoke. And you get this big rush of nicotine because the tobacco is burned and the nicotine's right there being distributed. With the e-cigarette, it's more of a drip. You're never getting that, oh yeah, nicotine feeling. A smoker gets nicotine, and a non-smoker gets nicotine, and they feel it immediately. Everybody feels it when you smoke a cigarette. It is a very quick distribution platform for nicotine. However, e-cigarettes not the same way by a long shot. I'm sure that there's somebody who uses e-cigarettes can explain it a little better than I can. The number is 855-450-FREE. And generally, a lot of people who use e-cigarettes attribute them quitting smoking or diminishing the amount of smoking that they do to these devices. Now, nobody's going to say nicotine's good for you, but there's like 100 other carcinogens in a tobacco cigarette. And so we're talking about, nicotine. It's certainly a carcinogen, and it's a poison, and there's no doubt about it. But in and of itself, far less likely to give you the cancer and kill you off than just a nicotine cigarette. Consider there haven't been a lot of studies done on e-cigarettes at this point. So what I'm telling you isn't sort of scientific as much as just sort of deductive. And so, when you're already addicted to cigarettes, you're going to say to yourself, I think I can take this risk. Whereas none of us want young people to begin smoking e-cigarettes. I mean, that's not what we're looking for. I think mostly I like the idea of e-cigarettes for ways for people to quit smoking because it's a world of different. Nicotine can harm brain development in young people and get them addicted, according to the CDC. About 90% of smokers first tried cigarettes as teens. I certainly did. I don't smoke anymore, but, controlled enough of my life for long enough that I will not be proud or pleased with it. Matthew Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, called the report's finding stunning. He said, "It is a welcome sign of progress against tobacco, which kills 500,000 Americans every year." Though he's concerned about teens using nicotine in any form. But the guy from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids is still glad that kids aren't smoking cigarettes. And many places in the United States, they're outlawing e-cigarettes in the same way they outlaw cigarettes. And half of the reason for the outlawing cigarettes, as I understood it, was just sort of to make life hard on smokers so that they'll stop being smokers. Well, why do you want to make life hard on e-cigarette users? The use of the system is completely different. What you're doing when you make it so that people can't use e-cigarettes indoors is you are incentivizing smoking. Let me explain that statement. Smoking gives a very quick tobacco rush. E-cigarettes don't work that way. It's much slower. So telling somebody to go outside and smoke their e-cigarette for a half an hour or something like that, it's bad news. You're really just incentivizing cigarette smoking. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise? Or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2233. And order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and
Derek J.
Derek J. joining me, sitting in for the inexplicably absent Christopher Cantwell. I guess Ian is off someplace doing something. I'm not entirely sure what, but
it's Bitcoin meetup. Manchester Bitcoin meetup.
That's right, yeah. Well,
it's the longest running Bitcoin meetup in the world.
It's true. God bless them. We were doing one here for a little while, but it didn't seem to really, pan out so much for that. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Have you ever had that bone to pick, that axe to grind? We may be the place for you to do it. Nationally syndicated on more than 150 stations, you can get your voice heard on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You've probably seen one of these backup battery supplies. Oftentimes what you can do with it is, charge your cell phone. These new smartphones, they're good for about 3 hours if you're really rocking and using that thing. And so you need a backup battery. Now, you can get an extended battery, but then your phone gets bigger. You can get a backup battery, and then you got to kind of, carry it on a wire for a little while until it gets charged up or whatever. But there's something a bit different out there. It's called the Pocket Power Plus. And what's different about it is that you can plug all kinds of different devices into it. It's got comes with its own pack, and you can plug in laptops and, of course, phones and a variety of different devices. And potentially, if they in some circumstances, it can jumpstart a car. It comes with little jump starters, too. So if your battery is low, then you can pop it right in there and make it work. I've seen it do that on video, and it's pretty impressive. You can get this, and this is better than regular battery technology because they're able to sort of make it smaller. Ian knows the term, but I guess they've some different battery technology that's better in the Pocket Power Plus than other ones. You can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com and get it for half price. So, right here on Free Talk Live, we're offering a 50% discount off of this, the best in battery technology today that you can get. This is great, by the way, if you just want to go off the grid for a little while. You need backup battery power. PocketPowerPlus9.com. If you use coupon code FTL there, you'll save even more. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. It's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL. Do it now. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE. So, Derek J., let me bring you up to speed. There's a USA Today article I was reading about teens using tobacco.
Yeah.
And when I was in school, it was basically cigarettes. That's all kids smoked. I mean, I'm sure that you were a little later. They were probably smoking cigars, Black and Milds, Backwoods.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that. But kids smoked cigarettes when I was in school. That's what you did to be cool. And about 20%, as I recall, of young people at the time were smoking cigarettes. We even had a smoking room in the high school. Now, they had shut it down just before I had come into school, but there had been a smoking room at my high school, so these weren't that uncommon.
Was it just for seniors, or was it for anybody?
I don't know what the rules were.
I had heard about those, but I heard it was for the older kids. The younger kids couldn't smoke.
I can't tell you the specifics, but I can tell you that they still had smoking rooms. They were just unauthorized smoking rooms.
I bet your teacher's lounge did.
I bet it did. There was a smoking and a non-smoking teacher's lounge, as I recall.
Oh, okay. And you smoked in the bathroom.
I didn't. Did I smoke at school at all? I don't think I smoked at school at all.
I did. I would sneak out to my car that was in the parking lot.
Yeah. I at some point or another ended up at the bad kid's school, and you could smoke there. You could just smoke there. They didn't have hallways. They had sort of breezeways, and it was fine there.
Did you say 1 in 5 of your peers smoked?
That was the numbers from back then.
Wow.
So
that's way higher than my experience. I'd probably put it at like 1 in 20.
Yeah. Now they're saying 9.2% of teens are using cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big drop. It's the first time that we've seen according to this, it represents a historic drop in cigarette use. The first time in history we've seen cigarette use in high school youth be low 10%, says Myers. This is Myers, the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He's delighted by this report where it says e-cigarette use has tripled among the high schoolers. So I'm kind of like I'm for one, I never expected high schoolers to take on e-cigarettes. I just didn't think that this technology was going to be exciting to them.
It actually makes sense because, I mean, for me, I was struggling. I was using nicotine gum and stuff during school because you want to go out and have a cigarette, but, you know, you're in class. You can't just bounce out. It's not the easiest thing to play.
I was never addicted to cigarettes that way in high school. I smoked, but I just wasn't addicted to them.
Yeah.
You know, I just did it because other kids did.
Yeah, but if it were as easy as smoking a vapor that you could have in the bathroom, it wouldn't smell things up. You could probably even smoke this in class if the teachers turned the other way.
Yeah, I can't imagine the high school class where you could use an e-cigarette, but I'll bet you could
oh,
do
come
it in
on.
Classes.
I know I could have done it in high school. Okay, the teacher not noticing.
As long as I understand it, you can sort of pull on these things and hold the vapor in your lungs until it sort of dissipates.
Yeah.
And then without blowing, and then blow it out, and then you know, there's nothing to blow out.
Right.
So it's different than smoke in that way.
Yeah.
It's also not stinky by any stretch.
No, sometimes it smells great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like if it's really, if the plume of vapor is very, very thick, you might get the whiff of like Kool-Aid or something like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like cigarettes. Cigarettes stink. And
it's a very clear distinction between cigarette smoke aroma and I would call that odor and the vapor aroma.
And Myers says at the same time, the explosive rise in e-cigarette use is a wake-up call. So Phil Damon, president of the e-cigarette industry group, the Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association, agreed that the growing number of teens using e-cigarettes is very concerning.
Well, wait a minute. Why? Isn't it not as dangerous? It's not bad for you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. You are internalizing a nicotine, which is a poison. But you're not internalizing all the other poisons that are in cigarettes. I would call e-cigarette use leaps and bounds better than using cigarettes, but I wouldn't be delighted when somebody who didn't use any form decides, hey, you know, I'll take this up. But another thing that's not getting mentioned here is that they have very low nicotine and no nicotine e-cigarette cartridges.
Good point.
So some kids may be just inhaling the plume of vapor.
Right.
And not actually using nicotine. One might ask oneself why you would want nicotine from your e-cigarette if you weren't addicted to it.
A buzz. You get a buzz from it.
There's not a buzz from an e-cigarette.
Well, your first time, if you're a high schooler and you enjoy some nicotine, you're going to get a buzz from that.
I disagree. I have used an e-cigarette long after I quit smoking, so I should have gotten a buzz if I was going to get a buzz.
Yeah.
What I got was like a throbbing headache.
Oh, no.
And I would have to say that e-cigarettes are bad for giving you sort of that buzz. A cigarette is good for a sort of head rush buzz.
Yeah.
But not an e-cigarette would be my contention on that point. So
fair enough.
Maybe they're just using, because if they say they use an e-cigarette, it doesn't mean that they actually have nicotine in it. So, I don't know.
That's a good point. Now, one thing I'm curious about is the numbers on the whole. Are there more teens using tobacco in whole because of the nicotine? Yeah, the nicotine.
No. The number's still down. Any
good
tobacco use is still down. So, what are your thoughts on this? 855-450-3733. I also want to hear about using e-cigarettes indoors. I think that there should be no problem with it. Of course, a business owner can make that distinction if they wanted to. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
I want you to check out ProXPN.com. If you're online, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider is saving your surfing history. They'll turn it over to whatever government agency asks for it. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. ProXPN can solve all of those things. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, and just connect to the internet, and you're protected from all that stuff. All you need to do is have your password stolen one time by some criminal who's gotten through your Wi-Fi security, and you'll understand how important this is. There'll be no more prying and no more spying with ProXPN. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to have a separate account for each device. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL50 and get 50% off of an annual account. And that goes on forever. Not just the first year. 50% off forever if you use coupon code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. With the premium account, which is what you'll be getting there, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers from all around the world, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. If you do torrenting, you need this because you really can't torrent without it. They'll hunt you down and give you all kinds of trouble, especially through your internet service provider. PrexPN.com doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL50. Let's go to Paul calling in from Portland. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I have figured out a way to create a bunch of jobs, and it works like this. If we were to build solar-powered houses, each house with 100 solar panels, then that would create jobs for carpenters and electricians and installers and all this. And then if you pass, each city passes a law that requires the local utility to pay the homeowner 99 cents a kilowatt hour for harvesting solar energy.
Wait, hold on. 99 cents? It's like 15 cents a kilowatt hour here in
Canada. Right, but the actual cost of producing energy, whether it's solar or coal or anything, is actually 99 cents.
Now, where's the other cost? Who's subsidizing that?
Well, here's how it works.
Okay.
The utility pays the 99 cents, and the utility sells the energy back to cities and smelting plants and electric train systems and whoever needs it. And they developed this in Germany after the Chernobyl meltdown. And it seems to have worked really well over there. So one reporter, a television reporter, went out in Berlin and was asking tenants, only tenants, what do you think of having to pay a dollar a month more for your utility in order to subsidize these solar homeowners who are getting 99 cents? And this one guy says, well, I spend $20 a month on beer. Why would I mind spending $20 a year if we can shut down nukes and save the planet? And that little one-minute snippet went viral all over Europe with this guy, you know, basically saying, you know, I spend that much on beer. Why would I mind spending that much on solar? And so that's how it's subsidized. It's subsidized by everybody that uses it, pays a dollar a month more or equivalent based on how much they use.
Let me ask you this. When you pass these laws that require the utility to pay this 99 cents, and then everybody agrees, enough people agree that you can shove it down the other people's throat, at least, that we should, this is a great idea, solar is awesome. What does it do to the other alternative energy solutions out there? Doesn't that just sort of pick a winner? Solar is going to be it. I like solar power, but I probably will get some solar panels and do exactly as you say, send some power back to the utility. I probably won't get 99 cents a kilowatt hour when I do it, but I don't like the idea of picking winners. I'm also interested in what's going to happen with thorium reactors and, on a local level. And where power can be generated closer to home.
If you look at Germany, Germany is really lucky because in the south they have a lot of sun, so they can they have cities in Germany now. There's over 100 cities in Germany that are 100% solar powered. But in the north they have a lot of wind, especially at night. So their grid is wind all day long and night long from the wind, and then they have thousands of little streams. I spent last summer in Germany. They have thousands of little streams all over Germany, and they have these little water generators that you can buy. They're about the size of a water heater. You put it next to your house. You run a hose over the stream, and you run water through it, and it powers your house from hydro. And so they've got it balanced over there.
Does that affect the fishies in any way? I mean, usually when doing hydro,
you're just taking a small amount out with a pipe, running it through your little water wheel system. And then I stayed in a hostel in Freiburg, and they actually had this system where they had this small amount of water running underneath it and running a water wheel. And then so Germany's got it balanced with wind, water, and solar really well. They shut down all their they banned all the fracking, and they're shutting down all the nukes, as you probably know. And so they're going to probably be the first large industrial nation that is going to be totally alternative. They pay the rate changes. You're right. The rate changes based on if you have roof-mounted solar gets the highest rate. If you some farmers put in hundreds of solar panels out on their fields, and they get a lower
rate. Why does roof-mounted get more?
Because it actually is more expensive to install solar panels on the roof.
So what? That's the labor theory of value. I mean, I mean, that's ridiculous. It should be based on the amount of power you produce.
I'm just telling you what's working in Germany.
Well, communism never works. I mean, this is what you're talking about is a communist setup, and is based entirely on the theory of economics portrayed by Marx. And I just can't be for that. This whole 99, let's subsidize.
Think about this. Right after the meltdown at Fukushima, the prime minister of Japan looked at the German system and said, they've got it right. We're going to adopt it here.
Politicians love socialism.
Well,
it gives them more power.
Just because he said it doesn't make him right, Paul. And by the way, you know, I share your optimism here for renewable energy, but I'm not sure you're accurate about Germany's position here. I'm reading an article from The Economist that I remembered seeing just a couple of months ago. This was published in December 2014. Headline, What Has Gone Wrong with Germany's Energy Policy? And has gone wrong is that energy got too expensive because the government messed up the incentive structure for people to pay less for energy that is produced closer to them.
Well, if you read any article written in this country about what's going on in Germany, they always slam Germany because these articles are written by a group called ALEC.
No, The Economist is not controlled by ALEC. That is a bunch of leftist propaganda. Bullcrap.
Well, no, it isn't that. It's that why are they attacking solar in this country when it's inevitable?
No, they're not attacking solar. They're talking about how the incentives don't add up. When you force people to pay more than what they would normally pay for energy, that's bad. I mean, they get to use less of it.
They're not counting the external cost. Like, what's the cost of polluting all the rivers and the lakes?
Agreed. 100%. Absolutely. Those people anybody who's polluting should be held responsible for that stuff. And big business and big energy has gotten a pass for way too long on those things. 100%.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that subsidizing one particular form of alternative energy is a good idea. Those are not two not the same ideas, right?
Well, no, it doesn't matter what type of energy you use. It still costs. If you count all the costs, it still costs 99 cents a kilowatt hour. There's no way around it.
You haven't proven that to me.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I understand that, but this is the first time you've heard the argument, and there's a great book on it called The Solar Economy by Herman Scheer.
Very good.
You can see
Solar Economy by Herman Scheer. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Paul. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Subsidizing energy? Good idea. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Derek J. sitting in here grabbed you and pulled you into the studio to do a show. What can you tell folks about your website?
Yes, it is TheDerekJ.com, and I publish videos of what happens here in Keene. We do some pretty unique types of activism here. There's a local business that's a thrift store that's pretty average, but then there's other things like people going to court over speeding tickets and parking tickets. You don't get to see inside the courtroom that often, or people handing out pamphlets encouraging others not to take a plea deal. So there's a lot of different things
people
happening in Keene.
Filming the police, people going around and keeping the filling the parking meters so that folks don't get tickets, those sorts of things.
You know, and I keep a spotlight on what's going on here in Keene that makes it so unique. And I think that's something that isn't happening in the rest of the world. So people can check it out at TheDerekJ.com.
855-450-FREE. Paul, in the last segment, called in talking about a subsidized solar energy plan where essentially the power companies would be forced to buy energy from homeowners at 99 cents a kilowatt hour, and that would only cost everybody an extra dollar more in their electrical bill. And I just don't understand how it's 15 cents about a kilowatt hour here in New Hampshire, and how you're going to sextuple the amount that I pay per kilowatt hour and only cost me a dollar.
Yeah, that's a good point. However, something about last segment left me with an uneasy feeling in my stomach, and I think it's because neither of us really... We're both hacking at the branches on that call, talking about, oh, yeah, the consequences of this action could be negative, but it's still hypothetical. I think the strike the root message here is Paul was suggesting that the government force people to pay a price that otherwise they wouldn't be paying, and that's wrong.
It's true, but when the government gives a monopoly to an organization, like the power company, then, as far as I'm concerned, whatever rules they put on that monopoly, really, they don't bother me much until they trickle down to the consumer. The problem is the monopoly on power distribution, the monopoly on power poles, the monopoly on the right of way. Those are the difficulties. If we could have energy distribution on a local level, then we probably things would go a lot better.
Government forces a monopoly to pay higher prices. Who do you think really pays for that? It's the customers.
Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I actually work with a nonprofit out here in San Francisco on energy issues. So there are so many different things that you were just talking about that are not accurate.
Okay.
You were just
talking
about forcing a monopoly. Now, those monopolies were not even allowed to exist except by a government mandate.
Right.
They were given a certain charge. In other words, they didn't want 50 different stinking coal-powered plants competing against each other and rapidly polluting the skies and then doing cost fluctuations that would just be devastating to an economy and everybody's health. So they allowed certain companies to become monopolies, but they had to provide a public service. And so they weren't even given a business license unless they were going to be actually serving the public instead of just taking the money and running. And out here in California,
I don't understand that statement. If I'm giving you money for electricity, it's not like you're taking the money and running, right?
Oh, they do, and absolutely they do. And as recently as just a year or two ago, the big nuclear power plant in San Onofre, they bought a steam generator that they knew would not fit. And within 5 months, it started creating so much vibration that it rattled apart about 30% of these tiny little pipes, and they started leaking radioactive water into the system. And it was an $800 million mistake. And as soon as it started happening, the head of the PUC, which is supposed to be an oversight agency, who was corrupt as hell, started making deals to give them about a $2.5 billion payback. So there's just utter corruption in the whole system.
And David, do you think it would be good if that company had competition?
Oh, yes, and but again, it gets back to the idea of what you would call the battle between maturity and technology. Because in the long run, you know, we've got corporations, we've got inventions, let's say, the invention of burning coal, right? A rock. That's not too complicated. What's the big deal about burning rocks? When how could it be that our economy is so dependent upon burning, old dinosaurs, liquid oil? But our economy is based upon very primitive science. And that guy talking about solar, I mean, he's dead on right. We have many, many, many more inventions that are coming out, but because old money is invested in the stupid ways, our economy is locked into stupid things, and it can't move forward into others because old money will not allow it.
And, won't we be better off?
Libertarians have been fighting this for years. They claim to be small business, but I hear you basically still protecting these big monopolies when you're talking about we can't go to this, we can't go to that. No,
I'm saying is that every time the government gets involved, and you've only reiterated this, David, is that every time the government gets involved, there's corruption and from top to bottom, and that people are taking kickbacks, and it's a good old boy network and all that stuff. And I don't expect that to get any different when you start demanding 99 cents a kilowatt hour for people to get paid back for their solar power. Why not just build your own solar setup and tell everybody to go take a long walk off a short piers?
What he was talking about with, for example, a 90% or 99%, it's 99 cents. This is what happened in Japan. They knew after those nuclear power plants melted down, over 4 years ago now, that they had to switch over, and they had to switch over fast. So they encouraged people to put solar panels on their roof, and rather than get rather than getting the public dragged down into, you know, $40,000 on your roof that you'd get paid off in 20 years, no, we'll pay you a bonus for 5 years of 99 cents a kilowatt hour if you just put them up there and get it going. And sure enough, it worked, and they haven't had to open up. They shut down every one of their nuclear power plants. And they haven't had to reopen them since because it worked so well.
So what is a government subsidy? This is a government subsidy. It's not forcing the power company to pay in.
No, but it was forcing the power company because if you know TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power, they are organized crime. There's just no way around it. They are the richest people in the world, and they are running that as organized crime. I could tell you stories that would scare the heck out of you because they are so criminal. They were taken just weeks ago. There was an example. They're taking like 14-year-old kids out there into fields to scrape the topsoil off. Now, these are supposed to be jobs that are, for skilled people to take this radioactive topsoil out of this massive area. They're taking 14-year-old kids out there, stealing the money from them, yelling at them, refusing to give them dust masks and all of this sort of stuff. And this is being run by TEPCO. These people are organized crime. They're murderers.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are the people the government has allowed to have a monopoly. And you think that's going to get better?
You got to look at Japanese politics post-World War II, and you realize that Yakuza didn't come to power because of some accident of Japan. It came to power because of organized crime in the U.S. military and old Douglas MacArthur and a whole lot of really ugly corporate crimes that have gone on.
I'm interested in the Yakuza is very interesting to me, David, but you said you work in the power industry. Is that correct?
No. I work with a nonprofit called Abalone Alliance Safe Energy Clearinghouse. If you want to see our website, it's energy-net.org.
What is your concern about nuclear power?
Well, it's totally phony. I mean, it takes a massive amount of water. If it's going to take as long as a quarter of a million years to make these areas safe again, who's putting together a budget for a quarter of a million years? And if we're walking ourselves into a hyperinflation state, who's saving up a hyperinflation budget to deal with the costs of cleanup for a quarter million years?
Nobody. Pardon my ignorance here, David, but I don't know what you're talking about. What takes a quarter of a million years?
The fuel rods, the radioactive waste can be hot for as long as a quarter of a million years.
I think David's right on this one. The fact is, the nuclear power.
40,000.
Yeah, nuclear power is created to be weaponized, and that was the whole purpose of it. However, these thorium reactors are meltdown proof and have a lot of promise, and that's why I don't like the idea of subsidizing one type of alternative energy and picking a winner. Generally, that doesn't work. Thank you for your call, David. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.